Jingle bells, Jake smells, and the podcast is really dope. What is up? We got the Christmas carols on the pod. What up? What's going on? Coming at you live from the depths of my basement. What's cooking, good lookings? I lied to you right there. We all know that it's not live. Ha ha. It's a funny little joke for you. But what's up? What's cooking? What's shaking and baking? You know, it's a Tuesday. Hell, I was so excited for this Tuesday, this episode. Usually I shower before I record a pod. You know, I come home from work, I'm all smelly, I'm all grimy, and quite frankly, I'm a little gross. You know, I got that little workday stench about me. So normally, I'll take a little extra time, go sit in the shower. You know, that hot water really gets the creative juices blowing. But I was so freaking excited. Hell, I didn't even take my boots off. I'm sitting here right now in my jacket and my boots. And we're really going to get it going. We're going to have fun. But that's all we have around here. We have fun and good times and good talks, baby. Good times and good talks. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to kick it off a little different today. You know, normally we'd be getting at what I got, sublime, one hitter, no quitter, banging tune. But we're going to start things off a little different because guess what? Guess what's coming up here? Ooh, today's the 22nd. What's in 3 days? Well, 22 plus 3, that equals 26. Nah, I'm just kidding. That equals 25. Now, you know what happens on the 25th of December? Let me tell you. Christmas! It's Christmas, baby. It is Christmas. So, you can already probably guess what the hell we gonna start off with. Some of you probs gonna hate me. Some of you gonna love me, though. Da, 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 da. Ooh. Ooh. Are you getting a chill sent down your spine? Little shivers? You have goosebumps? I don't care about the presents. Ooh.
On my own, more than you could ever know. For Christmas.
What is it? Ooh, you already knew it. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. One thing, baby. Ooh, that sounds nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. With that shitty fade out right there, but guess what? All I want for Christmas, down and down, I'm saying, all I want for Christmas is you. It's you, my wonderful apples. All I want for Christmas is to spend my time with you guys. Because I love you guys so much.
I love the support. I really appreciate you guys being here with me every Tuesday, sitting down, having a good time and good talks. Because you already know that's all we have around here. I'm smiling right now. Big old grin for you. Because like I said, all I want for Christmas is to just obviously spend some time with family, spend some time with friends. But I'm really excited to spend time with all of you guys because nothing in the world means more to me than my beautiful, beautiful apples up here in my apple orchard. Because like I've said before, you're the best apples that any apple farmer could ever have in his big, wonderful, great apple orchard. And that's from me to you, truthfully. Because, you know, we're not about the lies around here. We tell it how it is. We get right down to the nitty-gritty and the dirty. That dirty scurdy, baby. Skr, skr. But we're out here just living it up. And yes, Christmas is right around the corner. I got a gift for all of you. And that's the podcast. Because, you know, I just made this decision up right here, right now, up in my brain. But I think I'm going to go ahead and throw out a little Christmas episode coming up here. Probably on, it might release on Christmas, might release the day after. Because I'm trying to figure out right now, do I want, you know, it's going to come out a day after. Because then I'll really have all the Christmas festivities and whatnot fresh up in my blood. You know what I'm saying? I hope you like it. I hope you like it a lot. I'm so excited. So excited. We're going to get into Christmas here. So let's chat some Christmas. All right. Let's talk a little holiday. Let's talk some, if you're religious, Jesus' birthday. Let's talk some Christmas. You know, the holiday where you hang them lights up. You get that tree. You know, you and your fam, you and your friends, or you by yourself. You go out, you cut down that nice Christmas tree, or you go into your storage room and you get that nice, you got them fake Christmas trees just in case you don't want to deal with the needles. You don't want to have to deal with that extra cleanup. That water, you know, you got to water them real trees. But, you know, it's just that time of year. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I never thought that it would come. Because 2020, as I've said before, it just seems like that year, you know, that's never going to end. But, holy fuck, we're at the end of it. Christmas is coming up here. New Year's is right around the corner. And then, boom, baby, we're in 2021. Let me paint a little picture for you. Remember this year. Or remember this time last year. Everyone was vibing and really living. And it's also the very, like, first that we heard about COVID. Because COVID really started around, like, November, December, like, 2019. And then it really got into a, you know, it decided to just fuck us in the ass, basically, once 2020 started. The early parts of the year. But it's just crazy to think, you know, we're back around here. You know, you go around and you see that Christmas spirit. You see that Christmas joy. I had, I went to the bank the other day and the banker lady, super nice lady. I actually see most of the time when I go to the bank, I don't really know a whole lot of them in there, especially since I had moved and whatnot. Because I don't really go into the bank that much. But there's this one lady who, she bounces around from the bank where I used to go to, from where I used to live, and this bank. And she bounces around between back and forth. And we've kind of created a friendship. She knows what's up. There's a space in my last name, and she's like the only one who knows that shit. She knows what's up. She my homie. But she's an extremely sweet lady, so I never told her to check out the pod, because sometimes we get a little crazy around here, and I don't know if she'd like some of the stuff we talk about. But otherwise, that's the kind of relationship we have at this point. You know, if I really wanted to, I could be like, hey, you should check out my pod. But she's just a sweet, she's just the sweetest, nicest older woman. And, you know, sometimes I just don't want to fill their ears with some of the crazy outlandish stuff that we talk about here. You know, but she had said Merry Christmas to me. And that was the first, she was the first person who has said it all year this year so far. And honestly, that's, you know, I see me, a lot of people don't like to say Merry Christmas. There was a big thing, you know, it's Happy Holidays, you know, this, this, and that. Me personally, you know, I don't care. You know, you do you. You know, who am I to tell you what the hell to do? But me personally, I'm a big Merry Christmas kind of guy. I like to say Merry Christmas to everyone. But I haven't, I just noticed I haven't been receiving that a whole lot this year. And when she had said it, I was walking out the door and she's like, Merry Christmas. And, you know, I had to turn around and I had to tell her, I was like, hey, you're the first person that has said that. And, you know, like, you know, it just brought a smile to my face. And me telling her that, it brought a smile to her face too. She's like, oh, well, I'm glad that, you know, I could tell you Merry Christmas and, you know, be thinking about you in this Christmas time of year and whatnot. And, you know, I was like, wow, you just really seized the maze. I was thinking in my head, I was like, what a sweet lady. But I said Merry Christmas back to her and whatnot. And yeah, that it just got me thinking. I haven't heard that a whole lot this year. I mean, obviously there's been a lot of other stuff going on, a lot of other things. Been taking over people's brains and whatnot, you know, and their thinking canisters, you know, what they think about. There's just been a lot of stuff going on people have been thinking about. But I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, okay? Merry Christmas from me to you. Happy Holidays from me to you. You know, in case you haven't heard that yet, big ol' Merry Christmas. But yeah. I love Christmas. I do. You know, I tell a lot of people, and not necessarily a lot of people, but a lot of my roommates and whatnot, and my close friends, Christmas really hasn't been up there in my rankings for holidays. It used to be my favorite holiday, but you know. You go, you know, just stuff led here and there, and one thing led to another, and, you know, Christmas just kind of slowly dropped to the bottom of my list. But this year, man, as you all know, I've been really trying to do a lot of work on myself and whatnot, trying to become a better person mentally and health-wise, you know, physically and whatnot. And I just really been finding more and more out about myself and whatnot, and I love Christmas. I really do. It just, you know, it just really, it brings joy, you know. You get around the Christmas time of year and there's just a lot of joy. It's the Christmas spirit, as some might call it. And it's just a nice time of year. It's kind of magical and whatnot. You know, you got Santa and everything. You know, Santa, I don't know about you, but he's real to me. I know he's not. Well, I don't know if there's any youngins who listen to the pod. But if you are young enough to be believing in Santa Claus, you probably should not be listening to this podcast because it's pretty explicit. And you know how she goes. Shit gets a little crazy around here. So if you're that young, you probably shouldn't be listening. But if you are that young and you're listening, well, spoiler, in 3, 2... 1, Santa's not real. Santa's one of them things, you know, where he's gotta be real to you. You gotta believe in him. I guess that's really how anything is real to a person, I guess, is you gotta believe in it. You know, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, really, at this point. All I know is that I thought it would be kind of a cool gift and kind of a little bit funny if I found a mall Santa and I got a picture with him and I gave it to my mom. She'd probably love that. But I came up with that idea today, and like I said, Christmas is in 3 days here. So, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. But I got her some other crazy cool gifts, and I really hope she likes it because I love my mom very much. And I hope you got your mom some cool gifts too, and I hope she really likes some of whatnot. I'm sure she will because you're not only are you the apple of my eye, but you're the apple of her eye as well. She loves you to death. But yeah, what else is going on? What else is new? You know, just a lot of stuff, a lot of cool things. I have a very busy Christmas, honestly. I don't know. See, not a lot of people really know this. If you know me well enough to know me personally and whatnot, you'll know. My parents are divorced. You know, it's whatever. It's cool. Hell yeah. You know, but I will tell you one thing. As I get older, I see when I wasn't that young when they had divorced. I was 17. So it's not, you know, it's not like it's been that long. You know what I'm saying? But back when it had first happened, I didn't really realize it as much. But as I'm getting older, I'm realizing how fucking chaotic holidays can be, and especially Christmas, because I have, it's just multiple places to go, and then you got a lot of different spots to be, you got a lot of different people to see, and it's all basically separate locations. It is separate locations, you know, because it's basically, I got like two fucking different families I gotta go see, and we do multiple things, and it's just like, damn, shit's chaotic. And then you get to thinking, and it's like, damn, man, once I find me an old lady, once I find my queen, you know, that's going to be even more chaotic. There's just so many things. And I'm not sitting here trying to put a negative spin on it or nothing. It's just a thought I had had, and I was like, damn. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing that it's just a lot more, I don't want to say stressful, but for lack of a better term, yeah, it's like kind of chaotic, stressful. But it is what it is. I love it. I love seeing both sides of the family. It's a good time, baby. It's a good time. And I hope that you're having a good time out there with all your Christmas festivities and whatnot. And I really just hope that you have a good time. I saw this one thing. I saw a picture. And it was the most streamed Christmas movies by state. And as most of y'all know, your boy resides in Wisconsin. You know, that crazy state where we really love our beer. But let me tell you here what our Christmas movie is in Wisconsin. And it's Christmas Vacation! National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, baby. Fucking great movie. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I was looking at this list more and reading some of these. I haven't seen some of these Christmas movies. There's a lot of Christmas movies that everyone has seen that I have not seen. Like, I've never seen Elf all the way through. Little bits and pieces. Apparently, it's a great movie. I was told to watch it. So I'm probably going to have to sit down and watch that. Also recently found out because, I think it's, you know, I'm not too great at the United States map. I used to be back in school when you had to memorize that shit, but I'm pretty sure, that's fucking Idaho. That's Nevada. That's Utah. Man, what the hell is that state? I don't know. The state that's above, fucking New Mexico. Their Christmas movie is Die Hard. I'm going to post this picture up on my Instagram. But their Christmas movie is Die Hard, which just now finding out that that's a Christmas movie. Fucking amazing movie. Great, like, series. Love me some Bruce Willis, baby. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. But, yeah, I just found out that Die Hard was a Christmas movie. And that's kind of badass. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. What does he say? Oh, yeah, come to New York. Well, something, something or other. This, this, and that. Have a good time. When he's crawling through the fucking vents. I don't remember what he says, but it's funny. It's fucking Bruce Willis, baby. But yeah, there's a lot of different Christmas movies. And I'm going to have to do some catching up. Because it's that time of year, gotta get in the spirit. One thing I've always kind of wanted to do is go Christmas caroling. I feel like that'd be super fun. Super fun. I would kill it, too. I would... Oh. If I ever get big enough where I can just take a bunch of money and throw it at a fucking Christmas caroling group, I would have the best Christmas caroling concert door-to-door every year. Me and whoever's on the crew, we're going to have fucking fireworks. We're going to have laser lights. We're going to build an entire damn float, okay? I would get an entire damn float where we could go down the street. I'd get in cahoots with the Pope. I would be like, hey, we need an escort. We need you to escort our float, our Christmas caroling float, down the street so we can carol to all these motherfuckers. So everyone can hear them Christmas songs, baby, in my beautiful voice. I'll be up there. All I want for Christmas. And I'll hit them with that crazy shit. Is you. Yeah. And everyone, yeah, big old fucking crowd and shit. Oh man, would that be? We'd be living it. All of a sudden, fireworks, poof, 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 shooting up in the air and shit. We'd have laser lights coming off the float. And then little Timmy is standing on the front porch and he's just trying to stare into the laser lights. So I hit the mic. I'm like, little Tim. Little Tim, don't be looking into that laser light, boy. You ain't gonna have that 2020 vision no more, and you won't be able to see our Christmas carol and fireworks. But that's exactly how it would go. It just, oh, wow. We'd probably be on the news. That's how great it would be. But yeah, man, I'm just pumped for Christmas. I'm excited. And I'm excited for the new year. New Year's is coming up here right around the corner. I don't know about you, but I like to have a good time and really get down on New Year's Eve. I like to have a good party. I like to really enjoy myself and kick off the new year with a bang, you know? It's going to be a good time. New Year's resolution, I'm going to, you know, I need to come up with one, actually. I can't, that's one thing I'm not just going to come up with all willy-nilly like. I'm going to put some thought into it. I might have a couple, too. Might have a few. Definitely going to start waking up a little earlier. You know, try and get enough time in where, you know, I can really wake up. Because when I wake up in the morning, I wake up and I just, boom, right out the door, go to work. I want a little time, you know, to wake up. Maybe have a little serenity time. Maybe do a little meditating. Or maybe go for a walk around the neighborhood. Something. It's winter time, so maybe we won't do the little walking around the neighborhood and whatnot. At least till she warms up outside. But yeah, that's something that I'm gonna have to put some thought into as a New Year's resolution. And I want to hear your New Year's resolution as well. So if you come up with a New Year's resolution, if you've already got one, let me know. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. You know, it might help me come up with, you know, some few things. I'm not an idea stealer, so I won't steal your idea. But it could be something similar, you know. But either way, I want to hear your New Year's resolutions. Send me some voice links or voice messages. You can get the link to that in the description on any platform. So send me some voice messages. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me with some DM, something. I want to hear all your guys' New Year's resolutions. I want to see what's up. I want to just, you know, I want you to know that someone cares. You know, most of the time it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm a New Year's resolution. And then you take it for granted, you give up on it, you know, because no one's out here supporting you or no one cares enough. You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, you got a New Year's resolution and you really want that to work out? Let me know. Let me know and I'll help you. I'll support you through it, you know. Fuck, I'll even keep in touch with you throughout the year. You know, I'll hit you up every now and then. We can chit-chat, hit you up, be like, hey, man, how's everything going? And if it's not going so well, just be like, hey, man, I fucking gave up. And I'll be like, hey, man, I probably gave up on mine too. But we're going to get through it all together. We're going to get going again, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's support, baby. Because that's one thing the podcast is good for. You know, the podcast really helps me, you know, just chit-chat, talk, you know, really get some stuff out. And I really hope that it just helps you, you know, takes away some of that stress, help you just kind of just chill. You know, we got you. We got your back, just like I know you guys got mine. Because, hey, the pod wouldn't be here without all y'all's love, much love. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Good talk. Ooh, gotta get you some, yeah. Oh, yeah. I also, one other thing I came across, which I thought was badass as shit. This mother, okay? So, Mom of the Year award goes to this lady right here. You know? And fuck, I would be giving it to my mom because I'm biased towards my mom, just like everyone else is. But this lady right here, she gets Mom of the Year. Listen to this headline here, okay? Mother stalked her daughter's killers across Mexico one by one. Kind of, it's a Debbie Downer story. You know, you don't like hearing when people die and whatnot, but I just thought this was badass. This chick, she, yo. Like fucking John Wick in female form. But Miriam Rodriguez, that's her name. She's been tracking down her daughter's killers ever since 2014. Okay. Her daughter was kidnapped and then murdered. She was 20 years old. Really sad story. Extremely sad. Like no one should have to go through any of that. No parents, no people, no everyone, no one should have to go through any of that. It's absolutely terrible. But the mom, she hunted these people down, she tracked them down, and she got them turned in. And then on top of it, she took down 10 cartel members too. That's crazy. Like, for real. She's like, she's the woman John Wick. This is Miriam Rodriguez, baby. She needs to have fucking, like, that's badass. That is dope. Random lady, just fueled with some anger. And she comes out here and she takes out these cartel members and shit. Boom. That right there. She's badass. That's the stuff that needs to be flooding that media. You know what I'm saying? Because, holy fuck. It's like John McClane in female form. Out here just whooping ass and not taking names because she don't give a fuck. And quite frankly, I wouldn't either. She had good reason. But let's kind of move past that. I thought that was badass, but we're not going to kind of keep on. It's also a little bit of a Debbie Downer, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, just she did good. She killed it. She did good. What else we got here? So, the father-son PGA tournament happened this weekend. You know, we got all the little rascals out there with their fucking superstar dads and shit. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. Well, you all know I'm a pretty big fan of golf. I like golf. But watching these kids out here golfing and shit, yeah, they could all whoop my fucking ass big time. No way, no doubt about it. These kids, fucking crazy good. Like, crazy, crazy good. Fuck, Tiger Woods, his son Charlie, he's out here just fucking killing it. Looks exactly like his pops and all of his movements, his golf swing, the little fist pump. Fucking, that kid, he's 11 years old, and he's out here doing amazing things on a golf course. Like, he is going to be the next generation. He's the next Tiger Woods, obviously. His fucking dad is Tiger Woods. But he's the next generation of just straight fucking, I don't even know. What I do know, though, is he's literally a spitting image of his fucking dad. I mean, they come out there in their Sunday red on Sunday, and I was like, yep. He's going to be winning the PGAs someday, a couple times. Kid's good. Really good. Whoop my ass in a fucking second. But we are not going to spend too much more time here talking about sports. Honestly, I think that that's really kind of a wrap for today. Not even going to lie to you. I need to get to work on some Christmas content. We talked a lot about Christmas this episode. You're like, Jake, how in the fuck are you going to come up with more Christmas content? That's a good question. I'm going to try and figure that one out. I'm going to be thinking about that one hard. But, yeah, just nice little chill episode today. Just chit-chat, see what's up. Get you ready for the holidays. Have a good time. You know how it goes around here. But if you are not already, go ahead and follow the Good Talk Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. TikTok needs some more followers. I've got 69 right now, and as fucking bad as I want to stay at 69, because baby 69, who fucking doesn't love that number? That's a good ass number. As bad as I want to stay at 69, we got to keep the followers raising on TikTok, okay? So let's go ahead and get that shit booming. You're going to, on TikTok, we like to get a little, got some crude humor. We have some, just a lot of laughs on TikTok. Go hit me up on TikTok. That'd be a good time. But like I said, go follow the Good Talk Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you are not already, go subscribe to the Good Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all of your podcasting platforms to fill your podcasting needs to listen to me, baby. And hey, don't forget, all we have around here are good times and good talks. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your ex-boyfriend, tell your ex-girlfriend, tell your long-lost aunt, okay? If you're in school, tell your fucking lunch lady, okay? I want you to go to McDonald's and you tell that McChicken motherfucker to go hit up the pod, my baby. Once again, want to say thank you. Love you all. Love the support. The pod wouldn't be where it is today without all of yous, okay? You're the best apples ever. I love you all. Let's go ahead and close it out. You already know we played it earlier. We're going to get it again. Listen to that ring right there.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just one thing, baby. I don't care about the presents. No.
Fuck the presents under the Christmas tree. I want you. Oh, more than you ever could ever know. Come on. Come on, sing it with me.
All I want for Christmas.
Hit it, Mariah. Even though I'm a big Eminem fan. Hit it, Mariah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Da-na-da-na-da-na. Fucking headbanger right here, baby.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just gets you in that. Just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is...
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Yow! All I want for Christmas is you and my fucking beautiful babies. I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in this week. Don't forget, go follow the pod. Hit that shit up. Go tell all of your loved ones about it. Even the people you don't love. Tell everyone about it. But hey, thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week. And this is The Good Talk.